My guest, economist Mark Schneep, Director, California Economic Forecast. You can find him at californiaforecast.com. He does a monthly newsletter if you want to sign up for that, californiaforecast.com. I want to talk about AI, and I assume that's going to be writing your newsletter pretty soon. I'll have to be interviewing AI instead of you. But quickly on State Street, I know there's some big business owners who own not only real estate on State Street, but businesses. And there was a recent letter written. This guy is trying to start a force to reopen State Street. I walked down there. Everybody's walking on the sidewalks because they're afraid to walk in the street because e-bikes and bikes are just blaring up and down. We have no shuttle service like we used to. I think they're trying to do like a little 3-4 person shuttle, electric shuttle. No parades. I think some lucky restaurants have this outdoor seating. I think I read there was an architect who could put outdoor seating on the sidewalks, open it up a bit. Is this something, as an economist, you know, I know there's been successful paseos. I love paseos, but I just don't understand why this is languishing. I know the mayor wants to reopen it, but not a majority of the city council. Is this something you've analyzed as an economist? Do you have any personal opinion on it?
Well, there's nothing that I've formally analyzed as an economist. You know, that would require a little bit of study. But, yeah, they just need to organize themselves on what they want to do. I think that that's, I mean, you've got all these opinions, but, you know, you either turn it into something that's more permanent and that's akin to other areas that we've seen, like Santa Monica, or convert it back to the way it was, the status quo. I mean, that worked. So, you know, but it's creating a lot of animosity between, you know, the different groups if you don't do one thing or the other. So that's the only thing I can say about it.
Yeah. It's in this in between stage, and they're trying to study, and there's some long-term plan, but there, you know, the money it would take, it's just impossible to fathom how much money it would take. And in the meantime, it was working before. There was always a contingent of people that wanted to close it, but it was working before. They spent a fortune on those sidewalks. All right, look, we're almost out of time. My guest, Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast Director. I don't pay attention to this. I don't even know what it is. I know I've called a company, and it was AI, and it worked perfectly. It was amazing. So, should I be afraid of AI or embrace it?
Both. It's displacing a lot of jobs in California right now. In fact, my newsletter this month deals with this head on. So, and it's out, so anyone can read it. But, yeah, we're seeing a lot of job displacement. We will have some of the lowest number of jobs created in California this year since, well, for about the past 15 years or back since the Great Recession, because AI is essentially taking over all the entry-level job creation. And there's just not much new job creation occurring as a result of AI. So it can end up being a social issue here. But we haven't seen it translate into anything in terms of higher unemployment rates. We are seeing it, however, reduce job numbers.
And what are those entry-level jobs that are being displaced by AI?
A lot of software programmers, a lot of HR people, a lot of customer service people. You're seeing it in real estate as well. You don't need as many people helping out because you can have AI do it. You're seeing it in the legal profession, offsetting paralegals. You're seeing it in movies and TV because the new software and the new AI systems can completely nullify the need to get on location and to bring in thousands of extras for big crowd scenes. You do it all with AI. So it's displacing lots of people that in the workforce.
You know, it's news like this that makes me be grateful that I'm not going to be around for a very long time. I'm not 20 years old, you know?
Yeah, well, but there's advantages to being 20 years old.
There was. I have good memories. And one good memory is November 15th, 1998, when Mark Schneep was my first guest, and here he is today on program number 1400, California Economic Forecast Director Mark Schneep. You can find him at californiaforecast.com. Read his current newsletter about AI. Mark, thank you so much for joining me.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll be on the next one. I'll be happy to be on the last show, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Let's go down and have a drink, but not on State Street.
I know. We don't want to get run over by the e-bikes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.